The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
It is time for Am I Wrong, and Michael joins us here. Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hi, guys. I'm doing well, thank you.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, who are you arguing with today, Michael?
Oh, my wife.
Oh, gosh, golly.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, it sure does. What are you and your wife arguing about?
Well, it's a little bit of a sensitive subject. My wife and I are into or dabbling in swinging.
Oh, you got my attention.
So we have swung once so far. Went okay.
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 She would like to swing again, and she would like to do it with the same couple we swung with the first time.
Yeah.
And I have no interest in doing that.
You don't?
You don't want to swing, or you don't want to swing with this couple?
I don't want to swing with this couple.
Why not?
To put it as bluntly as possible,
yeah.
I'm not attracted to the woman.
Okay. Got it.
I think the checks and balances are a little skewed in her favor.
Dude's hotter than the girl is what you're saying.
That makes sense.
to not put too fine a point on it, the guy is gorgeous.
Okay. It sounds like you might be interested in swinging
with him. I was going to say.
All right. So you and your wife are arguing about whether or not to swing with this couple again?
Basically, yeah. Now, she says I'm not being... It's a really weird argument to have that I'm not being supportive as a partner to not let her go and sleep with another man.
Right.
Right. And yeah, it's just, we tried it once, wasn't for me.
Right.
And I'm open to exploring other possibilities, but she has it dead set on this couple. And, you know, they're good friends of hers. They three of them grew up together.
Oh gotcha.
Interesting right. Turn of events.
But you're like, hey, if we can find some Victoria's Secret models, I'd be all about it.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is your wife's name, Michael?
Her name's Kate.
All right, let's call Kate and find out what's going on, shall we?
Sounds good.
All right, hang tight one second.
Your call has been forwarded to an automated voice messaging system.
Oh.
Is not available.
Is she somewhere where she would be able to answer the phone?
She should be either just arriving at or on her way to work. I know she has her phone on her.
Right. Does she ignore calls typically, or is she the kind of person that would answer the phone?
She would ignore a call from me if we're fighting.
Yeah.
She usually picks up the phone. Oh, hang on. Oh, well, how about that? I just got a text from her.
What did she say?
This is Rich. I hear you on the radio. I'm not picking up.
Oops. Okay.
Wait, seriously?
Text her back and say.
Oh my God, it's so awkward.
Text her back and say, you have to.
Yeah, hang on. All right, send that one.
Okay. And then text her back and say, also Mark and Megan say thanks for listening.
So here's the thing. I don't need to text her that because you can just tell her.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah,
she's
that's
listening.
A great point.
All right. Hang on one second. Hey, please answer the phone, Kate. We want to talk to you. It's the Big Morning Mess. We'll be right back. In the meantime, what should this couple do? Should he swing with them anyway, even though he finds the woman less attractive than the man? 340-9595. Did you text her back? Did she say anything else, Michael?
Oh, yeah. I texted her, and she's texting back, and I'm paraphrasing for radio. Heck no. I'm not picking up. You're in trouble, mister. And believe me, I am paraphrasing.
Okay. Got it.
Okay, got it.
Well, I mean, we can still, I guess, take some phone calls. 340-9595. Should Michael and his wife swing with this other couple, even though he's not attracted to the woman, or should she not force him to do so? And maybe they could go find a more attractive couple. 340-9595. Hey, Jacob, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing good, Jacob. What's your advice for these two?
I don't think that she should be the only one that's having fun in that relationship. I mean, if two people want to go out and swing, that's a couple's decision. But if one guy isn't attracted to the guy or the girl he's swinging with, that's not fair to him. He shouldn't have to sit in that while she goes and gets all the fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, they could try to maybe find another couple that, you know, they're both equally attracted to.
Yeah, that, and she's known them for all her life. I mean, that to me, that would make it a little weird.
A little weird, yeah, because he's
I totally agree.
He's the fourth wheel.
Yeah.
Because they're like swapping high school stories in the middle of it all. I get it.
Yeah, and he doesn't even want to be in it right now.
So yeah. I understand. You know, I've seen a couple of movies in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And to me, it was weird. Attractiveness never seemed to be a part of the whole swinging process.
Oh, yeah.
At least not in the movies I saw.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. This is Brad from Amelia Island. How are you, Brad?
Pretty good. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. What did you want to say, buddy?
All right. The act of swinging with other couples is not for to find someone you're really attracted to, as a guy's trying to do, because then you're going to run that borderline risk of falling for someone else and then the other person becoming jealous. I suggest that this gentleman swing with the same couple again for his wife, who she wants, and then tell the wife, the next one's on me. It's on the house. I get to choose the next couple, and then back and forth, vice versa.
So you're saying that you're not supposed to swing with someone you find attractive. You're just supposed to swing with someone who's willing?
Well, I wouldn't swing with someone too attractive that the guy's going to end up falling for.
Right.
I can't imagine, like, even hooking up with someone that you're not attracted to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I can. I mean, you get drunk enough, Megan, and I'm sure you can imagine.
Maybe
it
that's
too.
What he should drive.
Yeah.
I'm sure we've all done that in the past, but the wife is attracted to this gentleman.
All right.
So there's one of them satisfied. Now he does it again, and the next one's his choice.
I get it. All right. Hey, Brad, thanks so much for calling. We really
good
appreciate
advice.
It.
Good advice. Good advice.
Brad seems to know what he's talking about.
Brad is a profesh.
Shelly from Lake City, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, Shelly, what's your advice?
Well, if they're going to swing as a couple, and if it's going to work as a couple, they both need to be interested.
Oh.
That's what I would think.
That's the opposite of what Brad just said.
Yeah, I know.
You think that they both need to look at the other people and say, okay, I'm cool with that person.
Yeah. Otherwise, why do it as a couple? If only one is interested, why are you together?
Then
it's not a couple thing.
Yeah, I see. So maybe then he could just let her go be with her high school friend.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it as a couple, you need to be in agreement.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, Shelly.
I agree with that.
Thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Amy from Palatka, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Great. What's your advice?
Well, my thing is that he didn't want to do it.
Oh, Amy, you there? You're breaking up on us.
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, sorry. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
He mentioned he didn't want to do it unless she looked like a Victoria's Secret model. Well, if me and my husband wanted to do it, I wouldn't be comfortable because I would feel like he would be more attracted to her than his own wife.
Right.
So you're saying that you think that you would want your husband to be with someone he didn't find attractive?
Well, not attractive, just not as attractive as me.
Right. That's
gotcha.
Kind of what Brad said.
Yeah.
The other guy. Yeah.
That's a good point. Now, what about the dude? Would you want to be with someone less attractive than your husband?
No.
Well, yeah, see?
See, like, there's the problem.
Yeah, I mean, but I would kind of be concerned, be like, oh, okay, he's kind of hot. Let's keep doing it with him. And then he'd get suspicious, like, oh, why do you want to have sex with him so bad?
Yeah. No, I mean, look.
That's why this is such a crazy, like, situation, like, swinging in general. Like,
yeah.
There's so much jealousy flying around, I imagine.
I mean, I don't know.
It's so hard to really know, like, what to do and what not to do without crossing that line.
Yeah, but, like, look at Brad, though. Brad seemed totally cool. Like, you know, these swingers are all, like, they don't have jealousy or something. It's weird.
I wish I had that.
Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. Hey, Derek.
Yeah.
Hey, what'd you want to say, buddy?
Not much. Me and my ex-wife... You know, we were together for 7 years. We did the swinging thing for all 7 years. And what I'm going to say is attraction only does a little bit on it, but if they just want to swing and have a little bit of fun, there's a club in Fort Lauderdale called Trapeze. It's a swingers club. So make a road trip down there, have their fun, come back home.
Wow.
Okay, that sounds fun.
Okay.
So you and your ex-wife did this throughout your entire marriage?
Yeah, pretty much.
And do you think that's one of the reasons you're no longer married?
Me and her just, there at the end, we just didn't get along. We started bickering about little small things and didn't see eye to eye about, the house and cars and me being gone all the time.
But the swinging thing was cool.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, the first time we went to the club up there in Atlanta, she ended up bringing a girl home with us. And
okay.
She ended up living with us for 3 years.
Well, that's interesting.
What?
You went to a swingers club, you met a girl, and she ended up living with you for 3 years.
Yeah, she ended up living with us for 3 years, and, you know, it was what it was. I was coming home to one or both of them.
Right.
Oh, my God.
And again, you don't think that had anything to do with your marriage ending?
Oh, no.
No, okay.
I mean, me and her are still good friends. I mean, we talk and everything. We just the marriage wasn't going to be there.
I get it. All right. Hey, listen, wow. Derek, thanks for the insight. We appreciate it. Well, Michael, good news. A lot of people are saying, yeah, you both need to be comfortable with the situation. And if it's not there for you, then, you know, you move on and you find somebody else who's not as ugly.
Right.
Harsh.
Well, that's what I thought. I'm glad that people have, you know, seen the light.
Yeah. Well, I mean, a lot of swingers listen to this show. I don't know why. I don't know what it is about the show.
I don't know why either, but it's kind of cool.
But, yeah, it is. Hey, listen, text your wife back and say, ha ha, I win.
I'm sure she listened to you say that.
Oh, okay, you're right.
Yeah, right.
All right, hang on. And you know what? Maybe if there's any really attractive swingers, give us a call. We can hook you guys up. Or you can just go to that place in Fort Lauderdale that dude... That dude suggested. Yeah. Trapeze, it was called.
Yeah.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.